In his first State of the City speech, Mayor Rich Blangiardi highlighted Chinatown as a hidden gem that his administration is determined to improve. Right now, negotiations are underway to relocate a food distribution operation that's often cited as a source of undesirable foot traffic. In December, the Caldwell administration announced River of Life Mission would be moving, but the deal is not quite done.
The complaint from people around the neighborhood at River of Life is people get stabbed in the lines. You know, they have no control over the people who are there.
Lee Stack is a longtime business and property owner in Chinatown.
The costs are being sort of extrapolated out into the community. You know, the trash, the screaming, the fighting, the crime, all the things that go with it. They open their doors, they feed, they close their doors.
Similar concerns are voiced by other residents and business owners. Here in line at River of Life, it's a Friday before lunch, and mostly kupuna are wheeling their baskets up for packages of cereal, canned soup and vegetables, and bread.
We do almost 1,000 meals a day.
Pastor Paul Gates is the new executive director at River of Life Mission, a faith-based organization for homeless and near homeless. They own their building there at Pauahi and Mauna Kea.
In the pandemic, our need for meals increased by 30%, and we actually met that with our existing team.
The number of people fed, where they line up, where they eat, and what becomes of their trash are neighborhood issues. They prompted the previous city administration to push for moving River of Life's food service to Ivy Lay. Meals would be offered inside the new city resource center that's part of a complex of homeless services in the area, including the IHS men's shelter on Sumner Street.
You know, separation of church and state when it comes to policy is important.
Gates is addressing a possible sticking point with the city.
I call it, we're dealing with just two different crowds. River Life, we are a faith-based, Christ-centered, Jesus-loving organization. So our policy and things we do is going to look very different than government. So I get that there needs to be separation of church and state. But the one thing that I love is in Hawaii, church and state like to work together.
Gates says the Blangiardi administration has been cordial. River of Life has submitted its proposal for moving into the Ivy Lay site, but Gates shies away from details.
What we're proposing is to allow God to still lead us. We're proposing that God would allow us to care for more people in need. And we're proposing that if God opens the door at the city building, we will go.
Meanwhile, as promised, the mayor's completed his Chinatown walkthrough with department heads when he discussed conditions there with some community members. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.